As some of you know, I trained and taught in the martial arts for 40 years. And one of the exercises I developed was called restriction training. And restriction training was really kind of high level training, where you get somebody that's perhaps got a strong punch, and he wants to develop more power. So in order to develop more power, we've got someone that's maybe getting the maximum amount of power from that one specific punch, and they want to increase their capability and bring in more power. So what we would do is we would develop a restriction exercise. So we would take away their normal source of energy. So if it's a punch, it might be that they're in a stance and they've got distance between them and the pad, or them and their partner, and they'll use they'll use the hip twist, they'll use pushing from the hara, they'll use projection, they'll use travel, they'll use kime, they'll use lots of different physical things to create power and punch to practice restriction training. What we do is we'll take away all of those usual sources of power, so we cut off the supply of power, and it forces them to find a new source of power. So the way I would do this is I'd make them sit on the floor and then punch the pads from the floor, or maybe I'd make them kneel on the floor, or maybe I'd make them lie on the floor, or maybe I'd make them stand with their back to the wall so that they couldn't get any projection and they couldn't get any hip twist. But basically I'd take away all of their I think the judo players would call it Ippon Yari, giving up the Ippon Yari. We take away their favoured technique, or we take away their favoured movement, and we say, okay, we're going to get a big punch, but we're going to do it from the floor. We're going to sit down and do it from a restricted position. What this does straight away is it forces people will look at it and think, okay, I'm sitting down. I can't go to my normal places for power. So I'm going to have to find power, not outside the restriction, but I've got to find power from within the restriction. So instead of working externally, which is with movement, we're working internally, which is calling on chi or ki. And you'd be amazed at how much power you can get from a restricted position once you realise that the restriction is there. Once the restriction is set and you can't find a way out of that, we start to go inwards instead of outwards. So people will start to access another level of power, or another source of power. We call this ki. And they would get tremendous power from this punch. More power than they would from standing up. So this, in a seated position, they'd be here, boom, and they'd get massive amounts of power from nothing, from nowhere. And it all comes from an internal combustion, an internal dynamic. Now, if this was just a punch or just a kick, I wouldn't be really that interested. I've learnt it with a punch, and using the punch as a template. This idea that when we master one thing, we master all things. If I've got the template for mastery, I can take it to whatever I want. So we realise that I've created an environment of restriction. They're seated on the floor. It forces them to find more power. They could stand up, but that would be breaking the exercise. They could try and look for ease and look for their normal source of power, but I've taken that away from them. And so they have to find power from this seated position. So this restriction is important, not because we're learning to punch better. It's important because we're learning to find a new source of power, a new source of energy from within the restriction. So then we look at our life and we think, okay, where are the restrictions in my life? Have I got health restrictions? Have I got money restrictions? Have I got relationship restrictions? Have I got personal restrictions within my own personality? Have I got belief restrictions? If I've got belief restrictions or money restrictions, if I've got health restrictions or employment restrictions, instead of going out and connecting to the restriction and saying, isn't it terrible there's no money about? Isn't it terrible I've got no health? Isn't it terrible my relationships are bad? Or isn't it terrible there's no work about? Instead of going out and associating and identifying with the restriction, we turn back in and we find power from within the restriction. So instead of working in the normal ways, which most people do, they project out, we come back to the restriction and we work inwards instead of outwards. So if I'm restricted with money and I can't make enough money, then I look at the restriction itself. I don't look at the world and go, the government's terrible, there's no work about, nobody wants to pay anything. I look at where that, I look, go right back to the source of the restriction, which is in me, the root of the restriction, and I challenge my beliefs and I find power from within that restriction. Normally when people don't earn money, it's because they're afraid of money, or they don't understand money, or they have damaging beliefs or limiting beliefs about money. And our job then is to go into that, into those beliefs, into that restriction, and challenge it from there and find power from there. So if I look at it and think, okay, I've got no money and I'm not earning any money and there's no money about, I need to challenge those beliefs. Is that true? Is it true that there's no money about? Is it true that there's the rich and the poor, and the rich take from the poor? Is it true that the, you know, that the, there is a limited amount of money in the world, and if he has more, I have less? Is it true that you know, that the environment is bad and that we can't make money? Are these things true? This is about going into the restriction. The same if it's with health, if it's with relationships. We go into the restriction and we find that we question our beliefs. So when we go into money, for instance, we look at money and we think, you know. So one guy in my class says to me, yeah, there's no money about, can't earn any money, I've got no money. But the guy he's partnering with runs a 10-figure company. He turns over hundreds of millions. So that's not true. It might be true for this guy, but it's not true for this guy, because he's proof it's not true. So he doesn't see any limits with money, because he understands that money doesn't exist other than as an exchange of energy with a perceived value. So when we go into the restriction, we find massive power, and we think, ah, if there's not enough money, it's because I'm not exchanging energy on a pure enough level. If there's not enough money, it's because my belief in lack is creating lack. If I keep saying there's not enough about, I'm creating that. That's what I'm creating. If we don't understand money and we don't challenge these old beliefs, then our reality becomes a projection of our beliefs. So we go into the restriction. If there's a restriction with money, then the answer's not in the world, the answer's in us. And when we clear that restriction and we access a massive source of energy, whatever you need will come. Similarly with health. If I have issues with health, but it's my doctor's fault, or it's the National Health's fault, or it's the environment's fault, or if it's God's fault, then I'm always putting my power out there. I'm looking at the restriction and I'm associating or identifying with the restriction, and then the restriction becomes real. But if I come into me and think, well, my health is my issue, and my health is down to me, then I'll start looking at the restriction I've got and see how I can work with that. See whether I can draw power from that restriction. I even had a friend who had one arm. Now that's a restriction. Someone could say, well, that's me disabled for the rest of my life. But this guy went on to become an international martial artist because he worked with the restriction. Nobody could touch him. You know, he was so good with his good arm. And he found the benefits and the pluses from having only one arm. It forced him into the restriction. If he'd have gone outwards, he would have just been someone that would have considered himself disabled. He's not disabled. He's actually very abled. So it's looking at our environment and thinking, where are the restrictions? Where are the restrictions? Let's challenge the beliefs in those restrictions. Let's clear those restrictions. Because ultimately, there's no separation between us and anything we want. It's there already. The only thing standing between us and the things we want to do, or the things we want to achieve, are our beliefs, or our restrictions. And our restrictions are just ideas. They're perceptions, they're beliefs. Those ideas can be changed and we can work within that. So Viktor Frankl, when he was in Auschwitz, he did a book called Man's Search for Meaning. He was in a death camp. He was in an environment where he was actually physically restricted in everything he did because he was a prisoner. So he said he couldn't change the immediate environment, but he could change himself. So he changed himself and he started to work with the restriction. He started to go into the restriction and he started to work internally, and he developed an incredible connection between him and his own mind, between him and the universe. And he said it was so powerful that the universe conspired. It conspired to keep him alive, to keep him healthy, even though he got no food, even though people were starving around him, people were dying of disease around him, people were getting... murdered around him, he survived. And he said what he found when he went in was purpose, or logos, or God. Logos in the Old Testament means God, but he found it also means purpose. He found purpose. His purpose was, I'm going to come out of this place alive, I'm going to write about it, and I'm going to tell the whole world the how we can avoid it. This death camp was the product of somebody's distorted mind. This horror was this product of someone's distorted mind. And he wanted to say to people, we have to be careful with the mind. We have to tread carefully with the mind. We have to be respectful with the mind. We have to train the mind. We have to do that, because if we don't, we will end up with more death camps, with more of this murder and mayhem in the world, because it all comes from the mind. So what Frankl did was he worked with the restriction. He went into the restriction. So restriction training on a basic level is just creating a restriction, maybe with a punch, with a pad, or looking at the restrictions in your life and thinking, instead of projecting out, project in. What can I do with this restriction? You know, what energy can I find with this restriction? What is this restriction offering me? Where is this restriction directing me? We're working on a film set at the moment. And on this film set, there are restrictions. There are money restrictions. There are restrictions with some of the actors being unkind. That's unfair to say some of the actors. I would say that one of the actors is being unkind. And it's creating difficulties and restrictions. And this isn't a judgment against anybody. It's just saying that the environment is difficult, and it's creating restrictions. And our job as filmmakers is not to rebel against those restrictions, because they're there. They're not going to change for the 4 weeks of the shoot that we're on. They're not going to change. So what we do is we work with the restrictions. And when we work with the restrictions, the things that come out from the restrictions are miraculous. Some of the new scenes I've written because of the restrictions. Some of the scenes we've let go of because of the restrictions have made the film better, made the film tighter. It's enhanced the characters. It's enhanced the script. But if we were all to go, oh, well, it's the actor, oh, it's the producer, oh, it's the financier, that's what everybody wants to do. They want to look at the restrictions and attack them. But the moment you attack the restrictions, you become bound to the restrictions. The things we hate, we become bound to, we become imprisoned by. So we don't attack the restrictions, we just look at where the restrictions are pointing us. When we see where the restrictions are pointing us, then we can find power within the restriction. This film we're doing at the moment is going to be beautiful because of the restrictions, not despite the restrictions. The restrictions are leading us somewhere, and we have to have the wherewithal to see that. So if there's restrictions in your life now, whatever they are, rather than rebel against them and you know, kick off and blame the world, work within the restriction. There's massive power there.